9 points down after 23 minutes, it wasn't looking pretty at that stage.
No, it wasn't. The scoreboard certainly didn't look pretty. And I suppose we were getting a bit overrun. Derry came out of traps better than us and got a good start and got the goals that mattered. But I never gave up hope, you know, and we pegged back a few scores. And even to have it back to two goals, would have been reasonably happy at half-time. But the fact we got a goal ourselves really gave us the impetus to say, right, we can win this game again, you know. From a very bad-looking position, we climbed back into a sort of a very much of a game situation. We don't like conceding penalties and we don't like conceding goals, and we conceded four today, and that's something we have to really attend to.
But only being 2 points adrift at half time, you certainly would have taken that at that stage.
Without a doubt, if you look at 2-4 to the point and then think you're only 2 points down at half time, yeah, you take that any day. And I did feel that we had a very good subs bench today that we could use and give us a bit of extra energy, and that proved so at half time. The men we introduced really helped us sort of gel as a team. They were more used, I suppose, the way we play, and they had the quality to make a difference.
And even when Derry got their fourth goal to go in front towards the end, the Tyrone didn't panic. They kept possession well and got the freeze and got the winning scores.
Yeah, well, that's true, and I suppose we were advantaged at that stage because they lost a man, and that was very important. I think if we had the extra man, it would have been very difficult to climb back and win the game again. But I suppose with the extra man, we needed to be able to utilise that. And as long as we could pick off the scores that we needed to keep the scoreboard ticking over, there was always a chance we could get something out of the game. Yeah.
Jonty got an early black for descent, Mickey, but there seemed to be other examples of it throughout the game. Again, was it a matter of consistency?
Well, that's it. I mean, we all know that refereeing is not an easy job, and I suppose in the conditions that prevail at this time of year makes it even more difficult. So, you know, we have to let the referee do what he will, and Justy knows, I suppose, that he probably engaged with him in a way that he would better not do him, and he learned from that, and we have to accept that. And, you know, if that's a lesson we learn in January, wouldn't it be useful if we don't fall to such a victim to such a thing later in the year?
And Johnny Munro and David Mulgrew making a start, encouraging displays by both of them.
Absolutely, yeah. I've seen Johnny in the Ophi Cup and I was very impressed with him, and he carried on that kind of form today. And young David Mulgrew is a very good footballer. He's a 3-year minor. He has a lot of quality. He's a young lad. He's learning his trade, and I think he acquitted himself very well for his first game today.
And all barred into the semi-finals now of the McKenna Cup, Mickey, again. I know you spoke about the past, how important you feel this competition is, and again, extra game time.
Yeah. Well, I think we can't preempt that yet. You know, we have another game to play on Wednesday night, and we need to win that game. If we win on Wednesday night, I'll tell you, yes, we're in the semi-final. But until that, we'll remain in the division that we're in here, or the group that we're in. We've got to go and win another game, and then we'll definitely be in the semi-final.
Encouraging performances from a lot of players, Mickey.
There's encouraging performances and lots of work to do. I mean, you know, we were cut open too many times, and to concede four goals is never, any team would never be happy with that. So yes, it's nice to win the game, it's nice to come back from a big deficit, but lots and lots of things to work on, and that's not just small talk. I mean, the video evidence will show that to us, you know.
Richie Donnelly in the middle of the field, four superb points from play.
Absolutely. I mean, he's been really carrying on his Trillick form right into the county scene here now, and that's what we've been waiting on for some time. We knew there's a quality footballer there, and his work rate is up a lot from what it was in the past, and that's making such a difference, and he's a real bonus at the minute. Yeah.